This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari ratifies two bills passed by both the houses of federal parliament. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning for today. And former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe sought during an election campaign event. Now, the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has ratified the bill to amend the Plant Protection Act 2007 and the bill to amend the Seeds Act 1988. The bills were passed by both the houses of federal parliament and submitted to the president for ratification. E-passport service obstructed in three districts of Sudhir Pashchim province has resumed. E-passport service was obstructed in Baitardi, Bajang and Darchula districts from July 1st due to problems with the e-passport server connection. Information officer at the district administration office Baitardi, Khagendra Bharati, informed enrollment and issuance of e-passport was obstructed after the problem surfaced in the e-passport server connection and it has resumed after repair and maintenance from the Department of Passports. Madhesi Commission's chair Vijay Kumar Datta has assured that efforts would be undertaken to conserve the Janakpur-based historic Ram Janaki Temple. In his address to a program entitled The Present Situation of Janaki Temple, organized by the Hindu Council Nepal and Mithila Cultural Society Nepal in Lalitpur today, he said he was concerned over the news that jewels from the Janaki Temple were stolen. Chair Datta said he would inquire about the progress in regard to the investigation into the matter with the bodies concerned, stating that he has heard of temple has its own land and other means of income as well, but still its condition is poor. He added that cooperation would be sought from Department of Archaeology, Guthi Sangsthan and bodies concerned to know the real picture of the ancient heritage. Furthermore, the speakers in the program also drew the attention of the bodies concerned to the need to strictly prohibit the sale of fish, meat and alcohol near the temple premises, as well as not to allow cameras, mobile phones, shoes and sandals and leather belt inside the temple to maintain its sanctity. Tikapur municipality in the Kailali district has been declared a fully immunized municipality. At a program organized at Tikapur, Mayor Ramlal Dagoura declared Tikapur fully immunized municipality. Minister for Tourism and Environment of Sudhir Pashchim Province, Man Bahadur Dhami, lauded the activities carried out to achieve sustainable development goals, saying Tikapur, Bhajani and Gauri Ganga have been declared fully immunized municipalities. A scooter rider was killed in a road mishap at Peak Hill of Changu Narayan Municipality 5 in Bhaktapur district. The deceased has been identified as 32-year-old Madhav Basnet of Sallaghari of Bhaktapur Municipality 1. The accident took place when a mini truck heading towards Changu Narayan hit the scooter last night. Deputy Superintendent of Police at the Metropolitan Police Range Bhaktapur, Raju Pandey, said Basnet died while undergoing treatment at Trivan University Teaching Hospital last night. Police have arrested mini truck driver for investigation. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather across the nation would remain partly to generally cloudy, as well as there is a possibility of rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning at some places today. According to the division, light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning is likely to take place in some places of Province No. 1, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces and a few places of the remaining provinces due to the influence of monsoon wind. The sky of Province No. 1, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces have now remained generally cloudy. Similarly, the weather of the remaining provinces is partly to generally cloudy and rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning is now taking place in a few places in these provinces. Likewise, light to moderate rainfall along with thunderstorms and lightning has been predicted across the country, while there is a possibility of heavy rain at one or two places of Province No. 1 and Madhes province, as well as a few places of the remaining provinces in the night. The weather in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces will remain generally to fully cloudy and partly to generally cloudy in the remaining provinces tomorrow. According to the division, many places of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces will witness light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning, as well as a few places of the remaining provinces tomorrow. Likewise, heavy rainfall has been forecast at one or two places of province number 1, Bagmati province, as well as few places in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is said to be in a grave condition after he was shot at a political campaign event. Mr. Abe was shot twice while he was giving a speech in the southern city of Nara this morning. Security officials at the scene tackled the gunman and the 41-year-old suspect is now in police custody. The Fire and Disaster Management Agency confirmed that Mr. Abe had a bullet wound on the right of his neck and also suffered bleeding under the left part of his chest. Mr. Abe was giving a stump speech for a political candidate in Nara at a road junction where the attack happened. Security officers detained the attacker, who made no attempt to run and seized his weapon, which was reportedly a handmade gun. Incidents in gun violence are rare in Japan, where handguns are banned and incidents of political violence are almost unheard of. India's weather department has issued a red alert for Mumbai as heavy rains continue to lash the city and its neighboring districts. The Indian Meteorological Department said the city is expected to receive heavy rainfall today, leading to more floods. Parts of the city have been inundated in waist-deep water since Monday, bringing life to a standstill. Monsoon rains are common in Mumbai around this time of the year, but experts say climate change and unchecked urban development have made rains more intense and less predictable in recent years. Meanwhile, the IMD, India's meteorological department, has also issued flood alerts for the southern state of Kerala and parts of the Himalayan state of Himachal Pradesh amid incessant rains. The race to replace British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has begun after the Prime Minister quit as Tory leader following a democratic few days that saw his authority collapse. Mr. Johnson resigned yesterday following 2 days of desperate attempts to cling onto power amid a flood of resignations. Nearly 60 Conservative members of Parliament have quit government roles in recent days at both senior and junior levels, raising doubts about the government's ability to function. The British Prime Minister's resignation followed a revolt by ministers over his leadership, which was sparked by the way he handled sexual misconduct allegations against former Deputy Chief Whip Chris Pincher. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Bidya Devi Bhandari ratifies 2 bills passed by both the houses of federal parliament. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning for today. And former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe shot during an election campaign event. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.